This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, to housing now. One of the reasons, and there were many, but one of the reasons the housing market crash did such damage to this economy was that people started looking at their houses as a source of cash. Cash to be taken out and spent on anything from a new fridge to a vacation in Barbados to a new BMW. And maybe we learned our lesson because homeowners are sitting on a record $6 trillion in home equity right now, equity that they could cash out or borrow against, but they're not. At least not as much as you might expect, and not for a lack of trying by the big banks. Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
3 years ago, Job Fickett and his wife bought a four-bedroom ranch house in Jacksonville, Florida, for $263,000. He's a lawyer. She works for a commercial real estate brokerage. And today?
We haven't had it officially appraised, but according to some of the apps and whatnot, our house is worth over, you know, $325,000, $330,000 now.
That increase in value, along with the mortgage payments they've made, means they have more equity in the home. Equity is the market value of a house minus the outstanding debt. And Fickett says he and his wife have been tempted to tap theirs through a home equity loan or line of credit.
We just wanted to kind of do some upgrades to the kitchen, updating the appliances, putting in a wine fridge, that sort of thing.
Or
potentially trying to pay down some of our student loans, which have a higher interest rate.
According to research firm Black Knight Data and Analytics, Americans have amassed $6 trillion in what's known as tappable home equity. That's the amount homeowners could cash out while keeping a 20% stake in the home, a conservative threshold for many lenders. Black Knight's director of market research, Andy Walden, says equity is growing because home prices are growing.
They're up 50% from the bottom of the market. They're up 10% from where they were in 2006. So as those home prices rise, borrowers' equity positions improve.
So far, though, Walden says homeowners have resisted cashing out, at least at levels you might expect. He says the percentage of available equity people are extracting through a cash-out refinancing or home equity line of credit has been falling for the past few years. Americans have learned the hard way that home prices go down, too.
Certainly lessons learned both on the lending side and the borrowing side from the financial crisis are at play. Another thing that we're tracking here early on this year is the impact of rising interest rates on borrowers' willingness to utilize equity in their home.
Rising interest rates make new loans less appealing, and so does the new tax law. It caps the interest borrowers can deduct for home loans, and the money has to be spent to buy or improve a home to qualify. Still, the temptation may be too great. Greg McBride is chief financial analyst at Bankrate. In a recent survey, he says 15% of respondents considered paying regular household bills a good use of home equity.
With the sorry state of emergency savings for many people, it's only a matter of time before a lot of homeowners have to resort to that home equity, either to consolidate other debts or when they have an unexpected home repair expense.
Banks are happy to help, even offering loans and home equity lines of credit of up to 90% of a home's value. With delinquencies low, McBride says they've stepped up their marketing.
Looking for a home equity loan?
A home reno couldn't cost that much, could it?
A HELOC can help to make your plans a reality.
Job Fickett, the homeowner in Jacksonville, says every time he checks his bank account or mortgage balance online,
you get a landing splash page that says, yeah, you should really look into refinancing your house. You should really look into a home and equity line. It only takes 5 minutes to find out what you might get.
He's holding off for now. The Jacksonville housing market feels a bit bubbly, he says. And at not quite 30 years old, he remembers his parents' struggles to sell a home during the last downturn. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.